How much does it cost? And when somebody asks you that question, it's often awkward because now you have to give an answer. This is how much it costs. And you don't know if the person has lots of money. You don't know if they've got a tiny amount of money. We actually don't know if they even want to buy the product or service. So here's a great question. If somebody asks you how much does it cost, would it be a great idea to find out, do they actually want to buy this product or service? Because if you then share the cost or the dollar investment or how much they have to pay, but they're not interested in buying, then it would just be a waste of gas coming out of your mouth and a waste of their time. And I'm sure you've been into a shop before or some kind of retail establishment, or you've contacted a business online, or you've gone to somebody's website, or you've called them, and the first thing they tell you is how much it costs. Sometimes you walk into a shop and people say, everything's on 50% discount today. Well, the interesting thing is that if you don't want to buy something, if it's of no value to you, to take 50% off is even less value. It's just a waste of space. Now, if you walk into a shop and somebody says everything's 50% off and you don't want to buy anything there, you'll probably walk out. It doesn't make any difference. But if the person built a relationship with you and found out why you came into the shop. Now, you might have gone in there because it was raining, or because you wanted to visit somebody that worked there, or you were just passing through, or you might have just been looking for no particular reason. Sometimes, I know that men don't get this often, but sometimes as women, we just go looking because we want to see what's in the shop. But if somebody says 50% off, or they start telling us prices, oh, that's $300, or that's $700, it's not a relationship building process. In fact, when you start talking about money, it's exactly the opposite. Usually you break relationships down. But if somebody asks you, what are you doing here today, and what did you come into the store for, or what is your number one goal, or what do you want to achieve, and why do you want to do that, and where would you like to do it, and when would you like to do it, and how will you feel if you do, and how will you feel if you don't, and are you on track or off track to doing that, and if you were your own high performance shopping coach, what advice would you give yourself? And I am a retail expert, or I am a provider of a product or service that I'm really passionate about, and you've shared with me that this might be something that you're interested in. What would you like me to do to help you to put this product or service into your life? And regardless of why we went into the shop, or why we inquired online, or why we spoke to somebody in a business, we now have a relationship. And relationship means that even if I don't buy something today, that I might consider it in the future, because we often do business, and in fact the experts will share with us, that we prefer to do business with people that we like, that we trust, and that we have something in common with. So why do we feel this need to tell people how much it costs? The other thing to be really aware of is that statement, it is $60, $600, $600,000, could be really offensive to some people. If it's too expensive and it's just ridiculous, so if somebody's looking for a $6,000 car and you talk to them about a $600,000 car, they might find that offensive and intimidating. The reverse of that, if somebody's looking to buy a $600,000 car and you try and sell them a $6,000 car, they'll be offended. They will find you offensive. And the only reason that you tried to do that is because you didn't ask the question, what is it exactly that you're looking for, and why do you want that? That's the really important question. Why is this important to you? Why do you want to buy it? Why do you want to put it into your life? And when you ask questions like that, you often get to the point where you don't have to do any talking or any selling. The person tells you, this is why I want it, and they give you 5, 10, 50 reasons why they want to buy it. And then all you have to do is help them with the color, or the payment plan, or the loan, or the way to work out how they can afford to buy it, even if they can't afford to buy it. And I use that example simply because I'm sure you've been in the situation like I have many times, where you really either shouldn't buy it, you can't buy it because you haven't got the money and you can't afford it, or it's just a ridiculous price and you think, no, I definitely shouldn't be buying this, but I really want it. So you work out a way. And we live in a world where credit cards and loans and finding the money to buy something is usually not that complicated. So it's not about telling people the price. It's about creating value and creating a reason for them to want to buy, so that they find a way. And as salespeople, could that be where we go wrong? Because we try and tell people what they should do versus them figuring it out for themselves. I really want this. These are the reasons why I want it. This is where I want to put it. This is when I want to put it there. I'm going to feel this way if I do get it. I'm going to feel really crappy if I don't get it. I'm on track to getting it now because I'm working out how I'm going to get it. The advice I'm giving myself is I really need to buy this thing. I need to put it into my life. I need this product or service. And yes, if you are the expert that can help me put it into my life, I will really appreciate that, which is exactly the opposite, of course, from pushy salespeople. If somebody's really wanting your help to put that product or service into their life, then of course you don't have to sell anything. And isn't that exciting? So before you automatically tell somebody the price of something, how about we find out a little bit more about them before we waste gas coming out of our mouth that either could offend people, shock them, or they weren't even interested in the product or service. It's just something that they asked. And a really interesting one is a part of my professional career. All of my life I've been in the exercise health fitness profession, and it's always, it seems, and it, for me in my experience, it's always been the first question: how much does the gym membership cost? How much does it cost to join the squash club? How much does it cost to bring my children here for afternoon sport? How much is personal training? And it's always the first question. But based on the very special questions of what exactly are you looking for, and why do you want it, and where will you put it, and where in your life do you want to have it, and when do you want to put it there, and how will you feel if you get it, and how will you feel if you don't get it, and are you on track or off track to getting it, and if you were giving yourself advice, what advice would you give to yourself about this product or service, and as the person who can help you put this product or service into your life, what do you want me to do? It's really interesting that then price becomes irrelevant. And I share that very openly, that when people really want something, and we've all been in that experience where we've really wanted something, we will find a way. But we also want to do business with somebody who actually wants to sell us that product or service because they're really passionate about it. And if you're just blurting out prices, this is how much it costs versus this is how much value it can add to your life, and let's work out whether or not it can. And there's the other beautiful thing about not telling people how much it costs before you find out exactly what they want, because you might find out that your product or service isn't what they want or need. And what a beautiful thing to be able to say, look, I would love to sell you this product or service, but based on what you've shared with me, this is not what is going to add value to your life. Let's find a different gym for you. Let's find a different lawyer. Let's find a different wedding dress shop, because what we do here is probably not what you're looking for. And people really respect that. It takes away the pushiness of sales, and it goes back to that building relationships. So you might not sell them your product or service today, but because you were honest, because you were genuine, because you were warm and friendly, and because you were genuinely interested in the person, then they might not do business with you, but they will send other people to do business with you, or they'll come back to you in the future. So how many times has this happened to you where you've inquired about something and people send you online or an email or a text message or a Facebook post, this is how much it costs, but they don't ask you why you want to buy it, and what value it can add to your life. So please don't be that salesperson. Don't be that business owner. From my heart to yours, as a provider of great product and service, let's make sure that our product and service goes to the people who'll appreciate it the most, the people who want to find a way to be able to afford it. And last but not least, often when people ask the price, they are price focused. And that means they're looking for the cheapest price. And if that's the business that you're in and you are the cheapest, then congratulations, you may be able to offer them exactly what they want. They might have already done their research. You're the cheapest persons, they're going to do business with you. But often you'll find that cheap comes with a couple of other words. One of them is nasty, and one of them is crappy, and one of them is I really don't want the cheapest. I want the thing that's going to add the most value to my life, the best value for my dollar. So perhaps if we focus more on adding value to people's lives and discounting our prices. And maybe if our businesses focused more on people who wanted to add value to their lives rather than people that were looking for the cheapest price. Because obviously, regardless of what you do, you've worked out the very best price for your product or service. You know how many hours you want to invest into your business. You know how much money you need to earn. You know what your expenses are. So the amount of money that you're charging for your product or service should be exactly the amount of money that you need to receive for that product or service. And I often feel very disappointed, for instance, in businesses that they have a product and then they sell it for 50% less the next day. To me, that means that the real price is 50% less. So the inflated price is the one that they tried to sell me yesterday, and today is the real price. A great way to do business with integrity is to do exactly that simple process of working out how many hours you want to invest in your business, how much you want to earn, what your expenses are, and that is the price. And then there's no reason to discount. There's no reason to be cheapest. There's no reason to compete on price with anybody else, because your prices are set for a reason. So when people want to know what their dollar investment is in this particular product or service, they'll be getting the genuine real deal. And there's a couple of companies in the world that do that, and I really respect it. People who run companies who don't discount. They're some of the biggest companies in the world with some of the most prestigious products and the most expensive products, but they never go on sale. They're never cheapest. They're the most expensive, but they're also the most successful, because that's what they stand for. So you get to run your business the way you want to. You can be the cheapest if you want to, of course, but even if you are and people ask how much does it cost, perhaps find out first the reason why they want to buy it, if they actually want to have it in their life, and then your conversation will have more value in the time that you have to invest in that conversation, rather than just blurting out prices that people may or may not be interested in. Happy sharing your product and service with the world of people who want to buy it, not you have to try and sell it to them.